Hello, tis I, all one word, and it's now slowly coming up on the 8:15 at night on Friday the 7th of January, February 2014, and this is a recording for day 7 of February, and today we're talking about Sochi in the Winter Olympics. First things first. I hope to watch it. I don't watch much television, to be honest. I want to watch more television, but I just don't. I'm a bit of a documentaries man, watch documentaries and things like that, but I want to watch more telly. So, will I watch it? Yeah, I want to, because for the past few weeks, well, actually, certainly since about November time, on BBC Radio Wiltshire, which is a radio station I listen to all the time, really, there has been featured, or have been featured, three people from Wiltshire who are in the Winter Olympics for Team GB. I don't know their names, and equally so, I don't know what sports they're participating in. But I can find that out, care of Google, I suppose, or BBC Wiltshire website. So I definitely want to watch them competing, those three people. So I'm particularly interested. So Winter Olympics, yeah, it's great, isn't it? I really enjoy the fact that people, want to strive to achieve in these sort of things. Obviously, we've got that, thing where some of these athletes want to just win, and they'll do anything that they can to win by, taking drugs, which puts a downer on everything, and it's not fair, is it? Some of these countries put a hell of a lot of money in. Certainly, the poorer countries, that a massive amount of their budget goes on to Winter Olympics, onto Olympics in general, or just to compete in international events like this, which is massive for their country. It's huge. So they churn a lot of money in order to get recognition, and obviously they can get a lot out of it. I suppose they will reap the benefits. So it's great to, I love watching that thing. However, I am a bit of a finals man. I'm not really bothered about, I'm not really bothered about the heats. I like to watch the finals. I'll always watch the finals. So, I'm not interested in football, as in soccer. But if England are in the final, then I'm going to watch that football match. Same with rugby, and so on and so forth. You see what I mean. But to be honest, even if it doesn't involve England or Team GB specifically, then I'd like to watch the finals, or the final kind of thing, to see who comes out overall, and in this case, the gold. That's very, very interesting. Sochi overall, I was quite saddened here, that freaking terrorists blowing up whatever it was in near Sochi? Whatever, it doesn't matter. The terrorist threat. Russia's not doing very well in the news because of that, and also because of this bloody law that they have where, is it homosexuals or gay people in general? But they're treated exactly the same, or the legislation is written the same in comparison levels to how paedophiles should be treated once they're found out to be paedophiles and convicted. It's just ridiculous. There's a subtle difference between flipping gay people and paedophiles. In fact, it's not a subtle difference. It's freaking massive difference. I shouldn't say subtle. I've got a few gay friends. It doesn't matter, that doesn't, thing, shit like that doesn't bother me. What does bother me is when their sexuality, now drifting away from Sochi, of course, but when but you know, this is all tied in with how Russia is dealing with gay people. And I'm speaking about gay people being the competitors in the Winter Olympics. But if someone was to make a big thing, you know, wave a rainbow flag saying I'm gay and I only did this, blah, 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 because everything is attributed towards my sexuality, then, you know, there is a line that is being crossed there. Just take part in sport and just crack on. That's the long and short of it, you know. But, you know, overall, it's bloody worrying, you know, that we heard on the news that the Team GB weren't to wear anything to do with Team GB whilst getting to the Olympic Village. And then obviously, he says obviously, because it's been in the news, that there's a lot of complaints that all, you know, accommodation and services aren't complete. You know, there's billions and billions of dollars, whatever it is, has gone into hotels and resorts and all of the things that these Olympic athletes need. And also that the country needs to lay on the event isn't even finished. The talk, I was listening to radio yesterday morning or the morning before on the way to work, and they were talking about how brown water coming out of the taps, tiles falling off the walls, leaking roofs, the you know, just shoddy workmanship, you know, the things have just been chucked up in 2 minutes, and no real planning or preparation. It's all been done at the last minute, so that's very disappointing. And obviously everyone is going to remember the Winter Olympics in Russia 2014 as being not very well organized, planned, prepared for, or well, we haven't carried them out yet, have we? We've only just started today. So yeah, that's that. So I'm looking forward to it. Wish we had that kind of weather here at the minute. We've just got a minging night. And I hope they have all the weather they should have in order to take part in all of those Winter Olympic events. All the best, and up Team GB. Hoorah!